from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
He brings the passion.
What? I want to know now. I'm mentally invested. Don't tell me to pray and you don't say what for.
He brings the perspective.
Yeah, I think they both have a great point.
Get off me, text line.
He's truly one of a kind.
That is whack.
Oh, my God.
And he's doing a great job.
I need you to man up and say what you really want to say.
Simon, you're doing a great job.
I might go viral.
And together, they are Stymie and Guru.
Yeah.
On 95.7 The Game.
All right, who we blaming today? Jerry Rice. If it don't happen, that tweet shook me. I couldn't sleep. He said it's happening tomorrow, which is today. Nothing yet, Jerry, but why would you enter the fray? And then, come on, Stymie, something's got to pop. We love you, Filippone. We love you, Garofalo? Yeah.
Garofalo.
And now it's Jerry, Stoddy. I'm betting on Jerry. Today.
You know, you said something earlier today that just blew me away.
Well, you almost yelled a slur back at me, but I'll bring that up later. Go ahead. What part?
Because how long have we been working together?
6 years, Stoddy. Finally going on seven, Evan.
Anyway,
some would say 5.5 for me because of the Thursday. But anyway, go ahead. Yeah. Evan laughing. Oh, boy.
Yeah. So let me just, and I just trying to get to know you even a little better. So I'm sitting in there and Guru's, you know, there was a moment of silence and I guess it had to be broken. It just had to be broken. And Guru says to me, oh, by the way, this has nothing to do with anything. Guru says to me, Stymie, I'm worried about Tom Brady.
Oh, man.
I'm like, well, why?
You called it stupid.
Goo goes, I'm just worried about how he's going to do in the booth. What's he going to sound like? Is he going to be good?
Like, announcers matter, Stymie.
And I did say, why do you worry about stuff so dumb?
Because it's not dumb, first of all. I'm getting mad, radio mad. And second of all, Stoney, when you get a Summerall and John Madden or Buck and Aikman or Collinsworth and Al Michaels, it matters. And I really, really have spent this offseason watching Niner playoff games back, the Super Bowl, and Burkhardt and Olsen. If they were stock, I'm buying. And to rip Olsen off of there and put in Tom Brady, who I have not heard one word from. I'm just wondering, and I'm going back to the roast he had on Netflix. Is he ready for, what's he going to sound like? His lexicon? You don't just get the job because you're great, but this is a big job. That's all. And we haven't heard one iota, nothing in preseason. He's just going to come out the gates, Cleveland, Dallas, week one, and we'll see.
Yeah.
Yeah, that, and there's nothing for you. Nothing,
and there's nothing you can do about it between now and the time he utters his first sentence.
You're right. All right, I'll put my focus somewhere else.
So I'm talking to the boss today, and you, and guys. Anyway, started coming up with stuff like buzzwords because, and stuff that kind of triggers you. And so I'm looking at the sports landscape and I keep seeing the same old thing with Brandon Ayuk.
Man.
The same old thing. Deal in place. 49ers got to make a decision. Ayuk maybe has to decide. And my guy Nahigian goes, listen, I'm not telling you not to talk about it because it's news. But
yeah.
Boy, he said, it's getting to be one of those things where it's just like, every time I hear Ayuk, I want to pull my hair out. And so I was thinking,
got a nice haircut.
Yeah, I was thinking, I could see that. And so he said, you know, what are some other what are some things that when you hear, I don't want to hear it. I don't want to hear it. I want to talk. And so, like, for example, when you say, Stoney, I watched games back. Yeah. That's one for me. You know what I mean?
But it's true, I do, man.
Or when you say, fan is short for fanatic. You know,
well, damn, how many you got early?
Well, just three.
Okay.
And, you know, when I hear, tomorrow's not promised. Yeah, I just tend to, okay.
I
shut down a little
people.
Bit.
I love these
I just tend
people.
To shut
They're
down a little
family.
Bit. And,
I shut
say,
down
okay.
a little bit. Wow.
So what you got any of those? I just want to throw that out there.
Well, mine
first of all with me.
No. I have none for you.
Okay.
But I do have a subject matter that reminds me of Ayuk, and that was the Lowry marketing.
Okay,
that just Steiny, and the fact that it didn't happen, that hurt me. I don't know what the Warriors are about to be, but all the energy and all the reporting that went into that story for it to be basically a false alarm, that bothered me. I'm getting the same fatigue from Brandon Ayuk, but my thing with Ayuk is,
yeah,
if the arrogance of the Niners has them pull the trigger on a trade, I'm telling you that's three less wins for the team. And I really, truly believe that. So if I had the Niners winning 12, if there's no Ayuk in this offense, you're winning 9. That's how impactful I think he is. Not, oh, he's Lynn Swann or Terrell Owens. He's a badass. But, oh, they don't throw a lot. It ain't about how much you throw. It's when you throw and what happens. And Brandon Ayuk is needed. But Steiny, I'm telling you, I am Brandon Ayuk'd out. Why would the GOAT, Jerry Rice, last night put out, we're going to find out tomorrow, and at Brandon Ayuk? So either there's a trade or an announcement for a signing. Tell me I'm wrong. Why would, is Jerry doing that for attention? And if he's doing it, his prerogative, he wouldn't be the only one. That's what social media is for. But why would the GOAT put that out there tomorrow, which is today?
I don't know. But I don't believe, I don't believe there's any kind of deadline today. Do you? And so nothing happens today.
I'll be mad at it.
You'll be mad at Jerry.
Yeah, because he put
mad at him.
Annie,
and how
tomorrow,
will that manifest itself?
Nobody.
Will you say he's now the third best receiver of all time?
Not at all. I'll just say he was thirsty. And it's I've been thirsty.
Sure.
Yeah,
when you said you looked in Wiggins' eyes.
No, that was real. I probably lost my doctor's license then. But listen, Steiny, I'm just why would Jerry Rice, he put the deadline. He must know something.
I don't think so.
Now,
I don't
Cal
think he knows
didn't
anything.
Know. Andrew Filippone didn't know. Spadoni called him Filippone a little hard. That was pretty good.
He's still in the running.
Yeah, no. Okay.
Filippone still got a shot at breaking this thing.
But see, I'm not grading him.
I am.
If it happens.
I grade everybody.
See, that's your problem, but yourself.
Yeah.
You don't take a test, but you grade everybody.
Yeah.
That must be convenient.
It is.
Oh, my God.
I know. I hold myself up to the same standards I expect in everybody else. Nobody else can live up to my standards. That's the problem. What are we doing?
Man.
What are
the Niners doing? What is Brandon?
What the Niners are doing.
Which is what?
Which is...
Be honest.
Well, here's what I was thinking.
You don't like this.
I don't dislike it.
Well, for us, it's content. But I'm talking about if you're really trying to get back to the Super Bowl, yeah, you are jerking
tell
around.
Tell you what, Goo. Do me a favor.
Yeah. No, seriously.
Yeah, do me a favor. Ask me what I think the 49ers record will be with Ayuk or without Ayuk.
Stoney, what will the Niners record be with Brandon Ayuk?
11-6.
What will it be without Ayuk?
11-6.
See, that is... Yeah, I'm just telling you, be careful, man. Because really, that's an insult to Ayuk.
I don't have to be careful. I can just watch. I don't have to be careful.
So you think he's just that easily replaceable?
No. But
it sounds like it when there's no impact on the win total.
They'll figure it out.
All right.
With, you know... So Jerry Rice has you feeling some kind of way.
No, that something's coming down today.
All right.
You want to bet? I really do.
You want to bet? You taking me or Rice? Come on.
You know what?
Put your money where your mouth.
We're going to have an early birthday celebration for
what?
Friday for his birthday at the cafeteria. So I'll bet you a drink today, a beverage. Oh, you paid for my parking. I still owe you. You told me I tried to give you the money in hand. You said you threw it back at me. Anyway, it's $8. But listen, I bet something comes down today.
All right.
Can Jerry, I get in on this bet?
It's your birthday, Evan. Let's go.
I'm with Stoney.
All right, too. It's payday. I got you.
All right.
You know, why would he put it then? Why would he enter the fray? The dojo.
Why do you make outlandish predictions that you know will never come true?
Well, I'm asked.
I don't know.
Nobody asked Jerry what he thought. He just went to IG and put it.
Well, maybe people were asking him when
he's
out at the store.
So you think he's not in the know? I believe he's in the know.
I believe that Brandon Ayuk has no deadline today.
I get that.
And I don't expect some news coming down the pike. So let me get this straight.
Jerry has me.
You've ridiculed Schefter, Garofalo, Filippone. You ripped them all.
I have not.
But Jerry Rice is the guy you're going to take to the bank.
I believe he knows something.
Yeah.
And I didn't rip those guys. I like them all. And I told you, I love Andrew for putting his rep on the line, or what you deem his rep. It still doesn't talk about his, it had nothing to do with his analysis on sports. It's just he had some intel and he went with it. God, do you get a year before it comes to fruition? Like, boy. Anyway, I think Jerry knows what he's doing, and he would take a hit publicly if nothing happened today with Brandon Ayuk.
He'll take no hit publicly.
Could tomorrow, bud.
Okay.
And
when you get something wrong.
I'm not Jerry Rice.
No, but when you get something wrong. You just gloss over it and hope nobody cares.
No, I own it.
That's probably what's going to happen with Jerry Rice.
It's been a while.
Yeah. Well, you said...
Nestor Cortez.
Oh, my. Oh, my goodness.
What about the prize picks? I had under 4.5 strikeouts for Cortez yesterday. He went way over, had a no-hitter damn near. But the night before, I nailed Snell. Get off my... It's so funny people out when you don't hit. Yeah.
Well, you said you hadn't been wrong in a while.
Yeah.
Well.
And we went back 3 hours.
I don't know what to... So if Jerry's listening, he's in the base, Donnie. You're basically saying he don't have any intel.
Nope. Show me.
Well, a couple hours. By the time Willard and FP get in here,
okay.
I think we got news. I really believe that. Or by the time they're off the air.
Oh, now it's by they're off the air.
Yeah, by the time they're...
Now you want to push it back to midnight?
Yeah,
we can push it back to midnight.
Hey, I didn't write the tweet or the post. He...
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame...
Two more.
You deserve this ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
For track pick.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
He said we will know either way.
Do you have the exact tweet?
I got it right
there?
Here. Let me get it. Yeah.
Here we go.
Evan can do it. He's fat, younger.
Can anyone get in on this bet?
My boy Tone says, can I get in on that?
Everybody pick? Wants in on
Please.
It.
So this is from Jerry Rice's official Instagram account.
Here we
yesterday
go.
Posted a picture with the caption, I guess we will all find out tomorrow. Goats, will he stay or leave? At Brandon Ayuk.
That means something, man.
Who's he calling a goat?
I think those are what he calls his followers.
No.
I think, because he was like, hey,
that's a hell of a guess.
We're gonna figure everything out, goats.
That's a little too complimentary for me, but I see it.
Yeah, that's what I think he meant.
And you think that's just he just wrote that? Sipping on something?
I don't know what.
I believe he knows something. And it is
between him and Tom Brady, I don't know what to worry about.
Well, I'm more worried about Tom at this point.
Gosh.
Man.
Have you ever heard the phrase, why would you worry about something that's outside your control?
No, totally.
Yeah.
But at the end of the day, if it's bad, you have no control of fixing it. So if Tom Brady is not good, we got 17 games in playoffs of him. Like, there's some bad. Like, Evan is great at his job doing the play-by-play. It's not, I don't have to tell you this, it's not easy. You used to do TV. You know, I'm waiting. But you know what I'm saying, Stein? It's like, damn.
Damn what?
When you're good at it, It's beautiful.
Right.
When you get somebody that's not that good, it is hard.
How is you worrying right now going to affect anything one way or the other?
No,
or if he stinks, how are you rewarded by being worried about him? Or if he's great.
Well, it ends at that point once you find out what he is, if he's good or bad. But if he's bad, it's just like, oh, boy.
What's the phrase that I told you? Let's see if you remember it. Remember? I said it, and
I feel like I'm in a therapist's office. Go ahead.
Oh, that's beautiful. Worry.
Oh yeah.
Is a down payment on an investment you'll never make.
But it's sports worry.
No, I think it's worse than that. It's life worry for you.
Yeah.
You know. Anyway. So I was thinking about this coming in today. Let me just throw this at you. Although I know, how about this? I've asked three people this question. I got the same answer from all three. Now I'm going to throw it to Guru. What do you think the odds are that his answer is the same as you three guys or different?
Next question.
Yeah.
All right. Super Bowl was when? Mid-February?
Yeah.
Okay.
We were out there.
Okay. March 1st. Let me take you back to March 1st, about 2 weeks after the Super Bowl. Guru, do you think on March 1st, the 49ers knew, okay, we got some contract issues we're going to have to straighten out with Brandon Ayuk, Christian McCaffrey, and Trent Williams?
I do.
Okay.
Yep.
So we all believe that.
No doubt about it.
All right. So if they knew it on March 1st, okay, is there a chance that everything that's gone on to this point, they have kind of foreseen and they have prepared for it, and it's taken them to this point right now where they thought it's possible we could get to that point at this time? See what I'm saying?
Yeah, I'm going to say no to that.
Yeah.
I don't think they thought Brandon was going to try to bring the house down. Trent Williams, I think nothing to see here. But Brandon Ayuk is the one. The McCaffrey, and it's crazy, all depending on who you talk to. And I'm not saying anybody's wrong, because all we're doing is, you know, going off our intel and how we live our life and our experiences, how all this computes to one. But at the end of the day, what I do know about the three is McCaffrey got his deal done in the middle of the night. It was the easiest of them all. And I can make the argument that Trent Williams is a Hall of Famer at his position more than McCaffrey is at his. McCaffrey's going to the Hall. But I'm dumbfounded on how that was done so easily. And now, forget Ayuk for a second, Trent Williams is having to go to these measures unless they got an agreement, wink, wink, we'll take care of you right before the New York game. But I don't think they had Brandon asking for Justin Jefferson-type money on the table.
Yeah, see, I think that you got to look at it and take into account what they did. If you're telling me on March 1st they knew this, and I definitely think they knew this, okay, what'd they do? What's the first thing they did? Deal with Christian McCaffrey. Yeah. So what they're telling everybody is, Christian McCaffrey is more important than those other two guys. That's what that's telling me. All right? Christian McCaffrey wanted a contract extension, and Christian McCaffrey got a contract extension.
Fast.
Super fast.
Okay. All right?
Super fast.
No hate, no shame.
Okay, you know what? Is it possible that on March 1st, they knew they were going to have three situations like this, and Shanahan and Lynch looked at each other and said, well, we got to get Christian signed. Yeah, we definitely do. Okay, well, you know, after that, it's going to get kind of tough. Yeah, but what do you think? Well, we think we can get Brandon in here for 24, 25, maybe. Okay, what if we can't? What if he wants 30? We're not going to 30. Can we play that game? Well, we have to play that game. We can't give him 30. There's too many. He's not good enough to be paid 30.
Yeah.
Okay, so what are we going to do with that? Well, you know what? We're just going to play it out. Let's keep playing it out. Maybe they knew this was going to happen in the middle of March, because at that point they made a decision of certain things they were willing to do and certain things they're not willing to do. And then maybe with Trent Williams, they said, well, we know he's gonna hold out, because that's what he does.
Yeah.
So how do you want to handle Trent? Well, you know what? He's 36, and he's like everybody else. He's got an inflated opinion of himself, and he's still under contract for $22 million. So let's just not do anything with Trent Williams leading up to the season, and we'll dare him to not play, because he's going to be giving up $22 million.
But what if he calls you on that dare? Where does that leave the team?
Well, we're not there yet.
Okay.
My point is that this, I still believe that the 49ers are in this situation knowing being in this situation was a possibility. Not that they wanted this situation, right, but that they decided 5 months ago what they were going to do up to a certain point. And then at some point, they'll either continue with this strategy or they'll change. But I really don't think it's like, oh my God, we didn't see this coming. I think they maybe didn't You know, if they put the percentages at certain things, they probably thought, yeah, all right, there's a 20% chance he'll hold in. And
yeah.
Okay, well, now he's holding in. So now what are we going to do? Like, the only thing that I'm wondering is, what's this all telling you if you're a 49er fan at 888-957-9570? If we all acknowledge that they knew on March 1st, these three guys, they had all kinds of avenues they could go down. They could have signed them all 3 days later and said, let's put it all to bed and bring them all back. But they didn't. They took care of McCaffrey shortly after March, or at least first. I don't know if it was shortly after March. I think it was early June. And now they're here. Why have they chosen to go down this route if they've known for 5 months all three of these guys were going to want to deal with their contract?
Stani, I'm up here. I wish I had something for you. And Alden Garcia, Guru going to make this on the YouTube chat. Guru going to make this a race issue again. I'm not. But I'm not going to hide and act like I don't see color in this, that the white running back got his money of the three so easy. And Trent Williams and Ayuk, for whatever reason, this may be part of their plan, Stani, that there's a holdup. And I go to Trent Williams on that because, my God, his resume is as great as Christian McCaffrey's resume, and his resume is to protect the blind side of your stud quarterback that you're about to give a blank check to if he balls out. So he is just as important as McCaffrey, and then he opens the holes for McCaffrey. But this is what gets me about this whole formula or scenario, Stani, that I don't have the answer to. I've never been a football player, but if you're telling me about Brandon Ayuk not catching one pass from his quarterback all off season, that really may not mean a damn thing. I just, from what I think from afar as a fan, I think that goes against everything that we hear or is talked about when you talk about reps and Evan's work. I'm always say that, E. Continuity. Like, if you're telling me that means nothing, diddly squat, and they go out and ball this year, Ayuk and Brock Purdy, Stani, I'll be like, okay, this will be a prime example of nothing to see here. But I'll just throw it back to you real quick. Do you think receiver and quarterback need rapport, or can they just go into week one if this thing continues with not throwing the ball at all this offseason? That's what's shocking to me about your scenario on if the Niners had a plan to ride it out this far. I don't know how they can be polished going into week one. 3rd and 12, I'm looking for IU. Could mean nothing, Stani. They already got the reps.
It's 1 week. It's the first week of the year.
But,
the
well,
first
like,
week of the year.
When do you work it out? Is it week four, week
second,
five?
Second, third week?
But are you mad at the question, though, I guess, from afar of, man, they hadn't got any work together. I'm just asking, does it mean anything?
Not really. Not to me. Not to me. But I just want to, I mean, we've talked about this a lot, and there is a lot to talk about. My question to 49er fans, if we're all acknowledging that they knew these three situations were looking at them, and we knew on March 1st that they were all going to happen.
Right.
Why are we here right now? Just from the 49er standpoint. Just look at it from the 49er standpoint. March 1st, they knew McCaffrey wanted a new deal. They knew Ayuk was going to want a big deal. And they knew Trent Williams was grumbling about his contract and would probably hold out or want more money. All right, they knew it on March 1st. My question, if you're a 49er fan, I'm asking you why, from the 49ers perspective, on August, what is it, 14th? Why on August 14th have they not figured out this problem? That's what I'm asking 49er fans. 888-957-9570. Is this part of a plan that you think they possibly envisioned in March? Do you think something's gone haywire? It's been over 5 months. Why has only one guy been taken care of? I don't know the answer. I'd love to know what fans think. 888-957-9570 is the number. We'll also get into some Giants. And I'm going to read you a very provocative sentence about a team in the Bay Area, Goo, and then I'm going to want to hear who you think that team is. But somebody tell me why the 49ers on August 14th haven't gotten two of the three things done. What's coming up on the game, sponsored by Fremont Bank, celebrating 60 years of full-service banking with no compromises. That segment brought to you by Lucky California.
Great Kevin Burkhardt, who has a new partner.
Kevin's a man, by the way.
He is a man! What happened to Olsen? Brady didn't deserve that gig!
When he was
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
What do you think?
Wow, where does he find the dude? Who is that guy? That was our man FP, Steiny. He'll be in today.
No. That was our man, Daryl the Guru Johnson. Hey, you join 95.7 The Game at Harding Park Friday, September 6th for the Pettinelli Financial Partners Golf Tournament benefiting the Autism Society of San Francisco. Go to 957thegame.com to learn more. Presented by Atco Pest Control, the Bay Area's locally family-owned pest control company. You know what? I'm using 6 months.
Wow.
That makes it sound more dramatic. It's been 6 months. Since the Super Bowl.
Look how you...
6 months, Goo. 6 months. The 49ers knew 2 days after the Super Bowl that McCaffrey, Trent Williams, and Ayuk needed to be dealt with. Why do you think 6 months later, the only guy they've taken care of is McCaffrey? Let me throw this one at you. Because I got some I'm throwing it out to our listeners, obviously, at 888-957-9570. 415 in the Xfinity Mobile text line. Because they know they have to get rid of someone next year. So at this point, they're trying to deal with it a year early.
I don't buy that.
I was
under the impression, and it won't be the first time I'm wrong, that Debo could have been a possibility after they signed Ayuk and traded Debo this next offseason. I never in a million years thought the disease of me would kick in right now. And you know what? I got to be careful here. When you say they've taken care of McCaffrey, people are right. But, Steiny, I believe Trent is not a big deal. The more I think about it, they got to be hooking the big fella up with just R&R. We'll take care of you right before the season starts. There's no football expert or aficionado that could explain why the Niners would be tricking around with Trent. But Ayuk, Steiny, I don't think they had him trying to bring the house down. I don't think they are fond of life without Ayuk, and that's why we're dealing with what you call this.
Maybe they thought around draft night they were going to be able to trade Ayuk or Debo Samuel, because that was out there. That was out there. We all know they were going to have to deal with this in a year. Maybe they were thinking about dealing with it on draft night, and they didn't like any of their deals for either Ayuk at the time or Debo at the time. But they knew they were going to have trouble with Ayuk, and so they said, let's get some insurance in here with Pearsall. And sure enough, now Ayuk has become a problem.
Wow.
Where Trent Williams fits in, I don't know. That's what I'm wondering.
But he's so important right after. He's the guy that opens the holes. We had Baldy on with Joe and Bonte earlier this week. Steiny, like, we all know his worth, and he's protecting Brock Purdy. So I have to believe maybe the big fella at 36 is just getting an extended vacation, and there's nothing to see here with this money. But when you just... I don't know why McCaffrey, and I get it, Steiny, it's nothing against McCaffrey, why that was so easy, but these two from afar seem difficult.
Well, I would say maybe that's one of the reasons McCaffrey has been taken care of, but the other two haven't, is that it was probably easier with McCaffrey,
right,
and it probably impacted the salary cap or the salary structure less than those other two guys. And maybe McCaffrey wasn't asking for what the other two guys are asking for in terms of you know, how close or how far they are from what they really want. Maybe they figured, you know what, McCaffrey only wants a little bit more, we'll give it to him. Trent wants a lot more, and Ayuk wants a lot more, we'll figure those out. I don't know. Mm. That's I'm asking why 6 months after the Niners knew all this, are we still here? And again, the one guy we don't know anything about is Trent Williams. And it's to me, with him, I get it. I know how important he is, but to me, I do think it's interesting. If he's so damn important, well, why hasn't he been signed?
That's okay, a because valid question.
Because he doesn't need to come to training camp. All right. All right. So each day that goes on, though, with Trent Williams, I wonder more and more about whether the Niners are essentially doing the same thing with with Williams as Ayuk.
And that's called hardball. That's what you called it the other day.
Exactly. Let's go to Jack. Jack's in San Francisco. What's up, Jack? How you doing, man?
Okay, how you doing?
Doing well.
You know, I think they had the Ayuk deal done, and then the market just blew up for wide receivers. I think they had that thing just about done. And, you know, then Ayuk sort of pulled the deal off the table. And so I think they got sort of wrong-footed on that. And on Williams, I guess the issue with Williams is if he wants more for this year, I would definitely pay him more for this year. If he wants some sort of a four-year, five-year contract at 36 years old, that I think becomes an issue. So, but like you say, nobody really has any insight on what's going on with Williams, so that's all speculation.
Thanks, Jack. Appreciate the call. I think that's a possibility. I don't think we're ever going to nail it down, but I do think that's a possibility, that the Niners were close with Ayuk and then those other guys got money.
But how do you come to a resolution? It still doesn't, because nobody, if Brandon Ayuk is traded, Stoney, I feel like nobody won. And the Niners don't want him to leave. He didn't want to leave. But if it comes to that, I guess I'm saying miss me with the market blew up and it stopped on Brandon. The bottom line is the fallout is Purdy's going to have one less polished weapon on the outside to work with. And was it really worth it?
Well, what if the caller's right and they thought they had Ayuk locked up for 25, 26. Yeah. Those guys got paid. They said, all right, let's get this done. And Brandon said, no, things have changed. What do you mean things have changed? Well, now I want 29 because those other guys got 28 and 29.
Yeah, well, TJ Houshmandzadeh said, Stoney, it sounds like 28 would get it done. And if they offered 26,
but if, what if he agreed to 26 3 months ago and he changed his mind?
I can't say you're wrong right now. Something had to pop off.
I think the other thing here that we're missing is I don't think it's about average salary per year.
Which, guarantee?
No, because if you say... Because I do think if you say, why don't they just give him 28 and a half instead of 26?
And the guaranteed money.
I admit, like, yeah, that's not a big deal. But if the guaranteed money, you know, I was looking at some of these guarantees that these receivers have gotten. It's at least 30 for most of them, sometimes more.
Man.
So maybe the guarantee's 10 and he wants 20. Well, then that is a big difference. And all I'm wondering is if Trent Williams is so important, like what if we find out that there isn't nothing to see here with Trent Williams?
I would be shocked.
That they're willing to play this out up into the 49ers are saying we gotta call his bluff, Trent Williams. He's making $22 million. Is he really not gonna show up? Like, isn't that the first thing you got to do if you're the Niners? And then if he doesn't show up, you start to miss him, then go sign him. Then go give him the raise.
Man, with not being in pads all offseason, like, the more you just talk about those descriptions of what possibly could happen, I'm like, I see the Rams winning the West. You know, I see Seattle. Like, I guess from a football component, none of this is good for the greater good of the team. Brock Purdy either.
Well, just to play devil's advocate, you say nothing, you know, none of this is good for the team, but clearly the 49ers think it's good for their long-term balance sheet. Their long-term balance sheet.
Man.
I don't know.
I thought Trent Williams had all the leverage in the world.
And he might.
Again, yeah, but Right now, it doesn't look like it. Or maybe the years it is with Ayuk. Maybe it's the years. Maybe they only want to give him three. He wants five. They don't want to give him four. He wants five. I don't know. The question I have the Niner fans, though, is why was McCaffrey taken care of and the other two haven't been taken care of?
Man.
Gary's in San Ramon. Hey, Gary, how you doing, man?
Not bad, thanks. Thanks for taking my call.
Yeah.
Hey, I believe McCaffrey feels easier to do McCaffrey because he is the market. If I'm not mistaken, he's the highest paid running back.
Mm-hmm.
So he is the market. So all they had to do is just juice him up a little more. And he has nothing to compare it to because he's the highest running back compared to the running to the left tackle and the Ayuk. These guys think they're better than a lot of these players, so they're going to want to make more money. That's just how I see it.
So, well, by that thinking, Gary, shouldn't Trent Williams be pretty easy to deal with?
Because
you know,
I would think so. I would think so. He sees the guy in Tampa Bay getting a lot more money than him. But at the same time, the 49ers see that he's 36.
Yeah.
How good is he going to be in 2 years? So I get the stalemate there.
Gotcha.
But Ayuk, you got to pay him. I'm not a 49ers fan, but I believe you do got to pay him to keep him, though.
Good stuff, Gary.
Yeah. And what's funny about all this, Donnie, is when you look at it from that vantage point, okay, Brandon Ayuk, if people want to say or label him unproven, I totally get that. But then on the flip side, Trent Williams is proven. He's as valuable as Wirfs or any other. Like, that's the part of this that's like, it doesn't add up. The Trent Williams portfolio is a guy at the top of his position, Stoney. So what's the holdup there, you think?
The holdup there is that the 49ers don't want to deal with him right now. I'm trying to be careful because I'm not, like, I don't know what's going on with Trent Williams.
Or they're hooking the big fella up.
I think it's...
They'll get it done, and you just rest, chill, and we'll be back, and we trust you because you know how to do this.
See, that to me is too easy. Like, that's...
But nothing else makes sense unless you're right
disagree.
About they're going to play hardball.
There's a lot of stuff.
I believe their second best player.
That's
our most important player right now.
Yeah. I'm just saying, I think the idea that Trent Williams wants more money, they're going to give him whatever he wants, and they know that he doesn't have to be involved in training camp, and if they sign him a week before, they sign him a week before. Yeah. If they sign him 3 days before, they sign him 3 days before. If they sign him on Friday, they sign him on Friday. I just don't think... I think if it were that easy, that he'd be in here. Like, if they had a choice about Trent Williams, they had a choice. They'd want him in camp, even if he's not practicing. They'd want him here. They haven't even done the bare minimum of something that's supposed to be a formality to get him in here. That I don't know. I mean, I'm not saying I got info. I don't. Cut that, by the way.
I am just saying,
I get he doesn't have to be here. But why wouldn't you want him here if it's simple, get him here.
Yeah. And rest in peace to the great Bill Walsh, Donnie, but you don't have to be him to know the importance of Trent Williams. But when you talk about his position, his weight, all that stuff, I totally get, hey, let the big fella just chillax, and when he gets here, he gets here. So I got to believe and operate, Donnie. I'm focused on Ayuk like we all are. We're all fatigued. I don't want him to leave the Niners, but I can't throw Trent Williams in the furnace with Ayuk because there's no perspective or anybody walking this great earth that can tell you what the Niners are doing from a football standpoint. They can't see his value. It doesn't make sense. So it's got to be, wink, wink, Stoney, we'll take care of you. Show up that Monday before the Monday night game. You know what I mean? There's no football or sports element or ingredient that is efficient enough to make us be like, the Niners are really thinking they might can. There's no plan B with Trent. Not on this roster.
when you got Super Bowl aspirations to get back?
510 Xfinity Mobile text line, and I think this is something we've glossed over. And I've heard everybody say, oh, they'll just take care of that later. It's not as simple as resting Trent Williams. He's getting fined every time he misses practice, and those fines can't be waived. He's also given up $1.1 million because he wasn't in Tennessee. He wasn't there for the Tennessee game. The contract says for guys like Williams who signed as free agents 3 years ago, they can't waive those fines. They don't. They can't. Not according to the collective bargaining agreement.
But I got to believe you could fadangle the numbers when you do come to something to where, you know, we were going to give you the 24-5. Okay,
fine.
We'll give you 30. You
okay, so how's that? Why wouldn't the Niners just do that then? Like, why would the 49ers let Trent Williams accumulate fines that they know they're going to have to make up for on the back end?
Like, I'm in denial.
That doesn't make any sense either to me.
I understand that thought problem, that mindset, but I'm in denial to where, Stani, what else could it be?
What it could be is the 49ers, as great as Trent Williams is, are saying 3 years ago you signed a contract to be the highest paid lineman in football. You're still the sixth highest paid lineman in football. You're 36 years old. You're scheduled to make $22 million this year. We would like you to come and play on $22 million. That's what I think's going on. I'm not coming in for 22. All right. Well, we want you to. We'll talk to you next week.
And Trent hasn't even said a peep, as opposed to Brandon Ayuk going on the Martin Luther King tour talking. I'm not mad at him.
Well, this ain't his first rodeo, Trent Williams.
He's just quiet as a church mouse. But I do wonder if this is bigger than anybody thought.
Greg in Oakland. Hey, Greg, how you doing, man?
I'm doing good. How are you guys?
Doing well.
Good. I just wanted to bring up, you know, this is a hard cap game, football, and it was going to come. We have too many players, well-known, top in their position, top 10, that's debatable. We have too many, and it's going to come. So I guess the question comes, who would we rather see walk? Would it be Trent, or would it be someone whose contract year is up next year, or they're on their final year in 2 years? You know, we're stuck at a hard cap, and we have so many talent. Somebody eventually has to walk. We can't have all of these players.
I mean, I think that's what they're coming up against.
And I thought we were going to deal with that, or they were going to deal with that next year, Stani. I thought Brandon would get – but they need Brandon this year. Well, everybody knows the importance. Sign him to a deal, and then you would have the possibility maybe to dangle Debo or whatnot. I mean, a lot of us thought that that's which way they were going. We never thought Ayuk would come to an impasse to where he wouldn't get his chips.
Maybe we didn't think that way, but there's no way the Niners didn't think that was a possibility.
And the Ricky Pierce all on line one.
Here's the other thing. Just to, again, I get Trent Williams. I get it. Oh, he's the greatest of all time. He's just invaluable. I get it. But let me ask you this. Two guys are holding out right now. Let's just say two guys aren't playing. One is a 36-year-old guy. The other is a player entering his prime. I think it's within the realm of possibility that Ayuk is a higher priority than Trent Williams, because if they come to terms with Brandon Ayuk, they've got a great wide receiver in their fold for the next 5 years. Trent Williams, he's not even going to be here in 5 years. So, yeah, I get it. He's important now, but Ayuk is more important to the future of the 49ers. The future.
Well, you're talking about two all pros.
Maybe that's one thing they think.
Yeah. And, Stani, I'll just say this, and you know me, to hell with the future. It's about this year. It's about next year. And what I do know is Trent Williams can be a big part, and they expect him to be a big part of those seasons. So right then and there, I'm thinking, why is Trent not piggybacking off of McCaffrey? Why is this not that easy? But the fear, if I'm a Niner fan, is, boy, if they're doing what you're alluding to, maybe like, hey, dude, you're under contract. Come get this 22, And do you play the Packers and he's Chris Jones last year, the Chiefs sitting in the stands? Like, I would never in a million years thought that would have been the scenario.
From the 925 on the Xfinity Mobile text line, the holdup is he's under contract and shouldn't be demanding more. I don't get why it's okay to sign a contract, then decide you're worth more before the contract is up.
Well, welcome to the world of pro sports. Well, these greedy dudes do it all the time.
Well, and some guys do it.
Yeah. And some get away with it because they're good enough to do it.
925. Trent's 36 and one injury away from being done.
Well, he's an all pro.
925. He's not worth the extra money.
So
that's the other thing.
Not having them, though, suddenly changes your outlook for this just this season.
Maybe it's the fact that Trent Williams hasn't played a full season in 7 years. That may make the 49ers hesitant to give him a lot of guaranteed money. Makes sense to me. That makes sense to me.
Man.
So, again, the question I'm asking is, you know, for 6 months, the Niners knew this might be a possibility, and they're still here. I don't think they're dumb. They may have miscalculated a little, but I don't think they're dumb. And so you tell me why nothing's gotten done with two of the three guys. Danny's in Pittsburgh. What's going on in Pittsburgh, Danny? You want
this
guy?
Hey, what's going on, fellas? How y'all doing?
You want this guy? You want Ayuk?
Okay, so this is the thing, right? So everybody got to revert back to after the Super Bowl, right?
Yep.
Where his wife went on a rant. And his brother went on a rant saying, oh, last season in the 49ers. I think the main draw with you guys was that Ricky Pearsall, right? Because are they getting rid of Debo? Was they getting rid of Ayuk? I mean, it was just an up and down thing. So my surveillance for being a Steeler fan, do we want them? Do we need them? Of course. But also at the same point, we have a dilemma here. Because if you pay Brandon Ayuk all this money, how's George Pickens going to feel?
Mm-hmm.
Because he's – but in y'all case, I don't know who you pay, Trent Williams or Brandon Ayuk, because it's like Brandon – and Brandon, of course, I guess, don't want to play for you guys. I don't know what it is, because if you look on his TikTok right now, it says PS1. I don't know what that means.
If you look at his what, Stoney?
PS1.
His TikTok?
Yeah, I guess.
Yeah,
I don't think anybody can definitively answer if Brandon Ayuk wants to be here or not. I know what he said, but...
Well, I tell you what, he didn't want to leave if it were going to New England.
We'll see about Pittsburgh.
Yeah, or Cleveland.
See, this is interesting. The 202.
Ayuk, I'm ready to go.
Ayuk is more of a priority than Williams.
Prove it.
You can replace a premium young stud wide receiver over an aging left tackle.
An aging left tackle that's all pro. That's what people are forgetting. I mean, the Niners have won. I'm perplexed and... The whole Ayuk thing has me, I'm ready to jump off a bridge because I want the baby here. But when you throw in Trent Williams on top of this, and the fact that you started this conversation with Goo, they knew back in March, it is rather confusing or baffling as to what the Niners are going to do and what you call this. Because I know you got to say, Goo, is this par for the course? They knew it. I just know two big parts of your team are not in camp.
I think,
and now you're playing preseason games. You got another second game Sunday.
You know, I think, believe it or not, when you really drill down on these two guys, I almost feel like more people, when they think about it, are more pissed off at Trent Williams than Brandon Ayuk. Because Brandon Ayuk is in his window right now. We all knew he was in his
window. Really, and I love the people. I'm one of them. Does that really mean anything if you're Trent Williams? I'm going to show up, take the plane.
Trent has already contemplated. I'm just reading from the text line. Xfinity Mobile text line. I know we got to go.
Yeah.
Trent has already contemplated retirement multiple times. They cannot give him new guaranteed money when he can walk away anytime he wants. 888-957-9570 is the number. That segment brought to you by Chilton Auto Body.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes.
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Horse rat pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.